you know, a lot of things happen behind the scenes that a lot of people just don't know about. And, you know, the biopic, long story short, just ended up being on pause. And, you know, John Singleton and director Edgar Gray are really, really, you know, good friends. Long, long time friends. And, you know, F. Gary seen what was going on, and not only that, but Pac was not originally in the NWA movie. Let me tell you that. He wasn't originally in it to begin with. You know, they felt that he needed a presence in the film because, you know, it's a West Side thing, and he was very, very relevant at that time. Still is, but why not? You know what I mean? It's only right.
Yeah, absolutely.
So, so F. Gary go ahead and just, you know, gave John Singleton a phone call, and he knew we had the biopic on pause, and he was like, no, let's get him in NWA. Let's do, you know, his Pac's presence needs to be there. So, I went in for the audition. I was actually in Vegas. Had to come back to LA for the audition, like, within a few hours. So, I hopped in the car and drove out to LA, auditioned, and, you know, a couple hours after that, there were other people who, you know, auditioned for it. But aside from that, I got the phone call 2 hours after, and they was like, listen, you got it, we're going to do the paperwork, and you're shooting next week, so let's go.
Wow. Now, that's a blessing in itself, because I have to give it to you. I can't lie. You do look like if Tupac had a son. And literally, like, you do look like if the way they, I mean, because they took all your hair, which was crazy, but it had to be done, so, and the facial hair, that's all you? Or?
That's, believe it or not, the only thing I had to do besides them shaving my hair, all they did was shave my facial hair. It wasn't anything added, we didn't have any, like, added pieces or nothing, it was just me.
Oh, okay. Well, because you're also a model. So I would be remiss if I didn't announce that or even present that, because you also model, and
I also model.
Yeah, so it's like you have your Jack, Mr. Jack of all trades. You act, you model, and you're a clothing designer. So I just have to ask you, like, passion wise, if you had to pick your main event and then your subtitles, what order would it go in?
Dang, that's a good one. honestly, if I could be quite honest with you, of course, before I got into acting, like I said, being that this is my first project, it's always been modeling for me, always been fashion. I enjoy, you know, shooting, I enjoy modeling, I enjoy taking I enjoy that, because, like I said, I'm from New York, and it's always just been a passion for me, something that I always kind of, you know, been uplifted with doing. So, but I think after I got into this, you know, and just the storyline of it, and the whole process, I can't main title one and then have a follow up, because I'm loving both. I'm loving both so much. You know, acting just as equal as modeling and designing, and I'm definitely not going to slow down in either aspect.
Well, a lot of people have actually been spotted in your clothing, especially because it's called Controversial Treatments. What? where did that come from?
And to think of me actually doing the Pac, me playing Pac in NWA, and then, you know, he's controversial, and then my line being Controversial Treatment, which is crazy because it has no tie. I named my clothing line Controversial Treatment because I know controversial things get the attention. You know, we're not blind to what goes on, you know what I mean? When you're controversial, you get the attention, you get the ears, you get people alert, you get people listening, you know what I mean? People are more aware. So I think that's what I wanted to do when I started my line, being Controversial Treatment. A lot of other artists have definitely been, you know, wearing stuff and enjoying the pieces and just rocking out with it, and I'm loving it. So me just
okay. Well, now I have to ask you, do you have an upcoming launch of new additions to your clothing line, or what's next with the clothing line?
So the clothing line, I'm definitely trying to branch. I'm trying to work on things exclusively. I want to, you know, maybe do some partnerships and collaborations with a lot of, you know, some big brands out there, some big lines out there.
Mm-hmm.
You know, preferably go down that route.
Yeah.
Definitely, whether if it's an exclusive deal or just something like a partnership, yeah, that can just grow from there. You know what I mean? That's definitely what I'm looking for. Whether it's H&M, whether it's Gap, Old Navy, anything in that aspect, but something, you know, down the lines of that.
Okay. Well, I got a message saying that you were in Atlanta. So, seeing how you're in Atlanta, you know, which is like the Mecca of urban fashion,
yeah,
black business, entrepreneurs. Yeah, I'm just
come
saying.
Yeah.
I mean, you're in the perfect place. You know, Saks Fifth Avenue is out there. I'm just saying. That's all I'm saying.
Right.
They have malls so out there where you have valets. So go ahead and do that.
Yep. Doing it. We're definitely trying to make that happen, make that align. And I was raised in Atlanta.
I've read that.
So, yeah. Mm-hmm. I was raised in Atlanta, so it feels really, really good to come back here. I'm going to be, you know, stopping at the school that I went to, my middle school, my high schools. You know, I'm going to be at a few theaters out here. I want to watch the movie again with a few people and have, like, you know,
yeah,
like a nice screening. So, yeah, you know, if that's definitely the plan while I'm out here. So we're going to make some things happen.
Wow, that's awesome. Because I was in Atlanta for 2 weeks and I didn't want to leave. I felt so bad when I had to get back on that plane. I was like, I don't want to go. I really don't want to go. Because there's trees out there. I live in Arizona. Well, Phoenix, I should say. So we don't have trees. It's the desert out here. We get 115. You guys, hot to you guys is like 80, 85, 90. You guys are hot.
Mm-hmm.
I laugh at that. I feel bad. Because I'm like, really? 90 degrees is hot to you? Try 115, 120. You know what? I'm not going to lie. I died out there. I can do dry heat. Yeah. Don't give me humidity. I can't. That's messed up. I feel bad for you guys. So, okay, never mind. I'm sorry. Forgive me. But, okay, I know I can't keep you for too long. You're a busy man, but I do have to ask you. Social media, where do you sit? Are you, like, crazy addicted? Or are you one of those, like, you know, I post when I post, but I don't live by it?
Right. I get in trouble with my social media because I'm addicted. I'm on it heavy. I'm on it heavy. I'm always posting. I'm always responding back. I love my social media. I look at it. You know, I look at mine as like my journal. You know what I mean? Like it's like just a photo journal.
Okay.
So that's how I am with mine. And I'm on Facebook, you know, Mark Rose. I'm on Instagram, Mark Rose 2C.
Mm-hmm.
And Mark, I'm on Twitter. And I'm always interacting, you know, with my fans and people and supporters and stuff. So definitely, you know, keep in contact with me.
Okay. Well, now I have to ask you before I let you go now, because you're addicted to social media. Comment-wise, what has been the wildest thing somebody's ever posted in a comment for you?
The wildest comment.
Yes.
Oh, wow.
Because I know you got lady fans. So I know it's coming. So, like,
I think the wildest comment was, there was this one fan who literally, I think, went down one of my photos. It was a photo that I took while I was on set while we were shooting NWA.
Uh-huh.
And, you know, and they went down down the comments and was responding to everyone and was just like, stop commenting on this picture. He is my disciple.
Oh.
Like, you don't stop. Yeah, yeah. Like threatening people. And
oh, wow.
Like, threatening people. And the people are responding back to the person who was, you know, tagging them and threatening them. So everyone was just under my photo attacking this person. And I'm like, oh my God.
Oh, ouch.
Yeah, it was. It was intense. It was pretty intense. It was funny though. I mean, you know.
No, I mean,
it meant no harm.
That has to be crazy though. Sometimes, like when somebody's like, "Oh, that's my boo. Oh, that's my future baby daddy." And it's like, "Oh my God, I don't know you. How am I?
Mm-hmm.
Have we met?
Well, and then the Tupac, the pop mm-hmm. fans, you know, his fans are just like worldwide.
Yeah.
You know, hands down, everyone knows that. And another one of my behind the scenes photos from set, someone commented under and was like, listen, I don't care what you guys say, I want y'all to know that I am Tupac's number one fan. And this photo right here is not Mark Rose. This is Tupac. And I'm like, but it's me. It's my behind the scenes photo. And they're diehard fans there. So I'm like, oh, wow. I really hope. Yeah, that made me realize, okay, great. I think I did great in the movie.
You embodied him. Honestly, watching the movie, you can't tell the difference. You really can't. Wow. Because you looked exactly like a younger version of Tupac, if not, especially back in that time. So, yeah. And then you had Ice Cube's son, who's a splitting image of him.
Split image, so oh my gosh.
It just worked. It was like, mm-hmm. He can't deny that boy to save his life. That's you.
Oh, yeah.
And then, like I said, and the way they managed to get Snoop Dogg's voice, and I was like, who does this? Who? Mm-hmm. But that's why they have their jobs, and they cast who they cast. So, like I said, I know I can't keep you for too long, but is there anything you want to say to the fans, any shout-outs, last-minute remarks? Go ahead. It's all yours.
I definitely want to say that you guys should, for sure, because I'm a firm believer. I mean, I didn't come from a super, super rich family, or I wasn't, you know, born with the picket fence or nothing like that. I was just a regular guy who did not give up, who believed in himself, you know, when others did not believe in me, and I just never took no for an answer, and I took so many risks to get where, you know, I am today. And my word of advice to just, you know, these people out there reading this or watching, or follow your dreams, and it's so cliche, and I was the one on the outside looking in like, come on, we hear follow your dreams all the time, but literally, follow your dreams and don't take no for an answer. Because eventually, you keep knocking on that door will open. It will open.
Wow. Well, hey, I can't knock that at all. But again, congrats on being a part of the biggest movie in America. You guys beat out Mission Impossible. That's Tom Cruise.
Isn't that crazy?
So, people love Tom Cruise. They were so like, screw it.
And, yeah.
So, hey, like I said, congrats. That, especially for it to be your first film, that definitely has to be the mark. So, your next film, whatever it's going to be, because I know you have the biopic, but there's going to be other future roles, bigger roles.
Mm-hmm.
And I definitely have to say, you're definitely an actor to look out for. You're definitely a must-watch when it comes to fashion. And you're definitely just a must-watch, period, because you're a talent all across the board. And I just have to say thank you, and I appreciate it, because you didn't have to take the time out. So thank you.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you so much. I really appreciate it.